Welcome to episode 2 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. This episode is called Taboo Review, Hard, by Madeira D'Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody. Here he is.
You probably will tell me that you have seen just about every possible retelling of that well-worn, stereotypical police detective movie in which the main character, the police detective, is unable to be himself. And so he chooses to conceal the fact that he is gay. Yeah. You may instantly think of Al Pacino in Cruising from 1980, of course. Well, not so fast. I want to tell you about an independent film that I recommend. This podcast is called Taboo Review Hard. The word is spelled H-A-R-D. That's because the one-word title of the independent film I am reviewing here, whose director's cut was released in 2007, is spelled H-A-R-D. So why do you think I consider the movie Hard to be examining a taboo subject? Okay, it's probably true that in our present day world, it would not be very difficult in the United States to find a male police detective who considers himself to be a gay man. But this movie follows the experiences of a male police detective who is sexually active in the exact same location where he works investigating gay male sex crimes. Don't you hate when that happens? That location happens to be Los Angeles. It's the kind of place where anyone, everyone, can easily conceal truths about themselves due to the extremely high population. But the really interesting choice in telling the story in this film is that the police detective himself is attracted to strongly masculine men, exactly like the guy who is the perpetrator of the sex crimes targeting gay men in Los Angeles. Los Angeles in this film serves as a character. So in many respects, the movie Hard is old-fashioned in how it tells the story on the screen. But forget about all that. Let's look at the characters and the story being told to find out why this film is worth viewing. Okay, a young male police detective named Raymond is the focus of the story in the movie Hard. You can take the meaning of the title to mean that. Yeah, Raymond is hard all the time because he is young, as in sexually aroused 24/7. So the word hard is a noun. But, of course, there's more to it than that. The meaning of the title hard also refers to the life that police detective Raymond lives in LA. So the word hard is an adjective. Raymond goes out and picks up one-night stands in LA because he craves sex with men without complications. He is married to a woman, and they're divorced. They have a daughter. That's complicated enough for Raymond, who wants more out of his life for himself sexually. And at the same time, Raymond is fearful that his partner and the other male police detectives at work will find out the secret he's keeping about his sexual identity. And what do you think happens to Raymond's life when day after day he must function professionally as a police detective investigating a Los Angeles serial killer who is targeting gay males? Raymond's life becomes a hell on earth. In fact, this movie provides a pre-opening credits quote from John Milton. Life is the way and hard that out of hell leads up to the light. John Milton. The antagonist, the serial killer, is a bad guy known as Jack. One word names only, please. Hard, Raymond, Jack. Okay? Jack is depicted as highly masculine, a man's man, rugged good looks, into rough sex with men, a well-known profile. Jack is exactly the kind of gay man that Raymond is turned on by. This, of course, is big trouble for Raymond. gay men are turned on by the kind of men they're turned on by. Contrary to what religious conservatives will tell you, there is no choice at all for a male to make as to whether he is turned on sexually by other men. It happens or it doesn't happen. Gay male sexuality cannot be changed at will, such as by taking a pill or saying prayers to Jesus or entering therapy that is hoping to turn gays into straights. Those are all fantasies held dear in Western civilization by the hetero majority, but it's just fantasy. The movie Hard knocks down those false cultural beliefs held by so many people. Instead, the movie Hard explores the struggles in the culture of the courageous but uncertain man who wants to be true to himself sexually, but finds that very, very, well, very hard. The story is advanced in this film because the police department investigating brutal gay male murders is uncaring about those victims. With the exception of Raymond, the police detectives who are at work at the police station are all hetero majority males, and you cannot expect that group to feel any sympathy for murdered gay guys, right? This is fictional storytelling, of course. The movie Hard has strong credibility for telling the taboo story of a man who at night seeks rough gay sex and manly men, while during the day attempts to do his job investigating multiple crimes of homicides perpetrated by a manly man who's into rough gay sex. And yes, eventually the two opposing characters do meet face to face. Raymond cannot help but be attracted to Jack. The two actors who portray the characters Raymond and Jack are men you probably never saw in any other movie. They may be completely and totally obscure concerning movies filmed in Los Angeles, but both of them give credible acting performances. This movie is about the lives and deaths of gay men in Los Angeles. It's not the most original premise, of course, but I do recommend that you see the movie Hard. The director's cut is not rated, so you can expect to see a lot more on screen in terms of gay male sex and violence than a typical R-rated release would show of big city life like in LA. This film is storytelling in the Bara underground art genre that originated in Japan. Within the Bara genre, the audience finds masculine men who often are cruel and aggressive in the ways they express their sexual attraction to other men. You need to know this before watching. Also worth noting is this movie does not flinch from showing brutal gay male behaviors and death. It never attempts for one second to go anywhere near politically correct. And I was so pleased that the movie Hard is not a sickeningly sweet, romantic-themed movie about gay male heroes. Yeah, no. The characters in this film are anti-heroes. This is definitely not the well-worn cliche in movies. You know what I'm talking about. Gay man meets gay man at a trendy bar one hot summer night, and they both share their wardrobes and their accessories while living happily ever after together in an abundance of fulfilling sex by the pool down in Palm Springs. No way, no how. Not that kind of sappy gay movie at all. This movie may be too authentic for some viewers, I grant that. I believe the movie Hard qualifies, however, as an inventive and original film fiction that many gay adult males will want to see. If you can locate it, that is. Maybe the title would be more accurate if it were changed to Hard to Find. Best of luck in your searches for this one, not playing at a theater near you. I give the movie Hard 2 thumbs up in homage to the late film critics Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. And with a wry smile on my face and a wink in my eye, yes, I do recommend the movie Hard for gay adult males who are totally, totally bored with standard, syrupy gay male romantic drivel depicted on screen.
Thank you, Madeira D'Souza, for the Taboo review of the movie Hard. You are listening to episode 2 of season 10 of the Taboo podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. Thank you for listening to this Taboo podcast from Vegas.